This is Kilo 6, Mike Charlie Quebec, Southern California, any station copy? K6 MCQ.
Kilo Delta 7, Echo Echo Kilo.
Kilo Delta 7, Echo Echo Kilo, good evening. This is K6 MCQ, Southern California, transmitting to Echoing tonight. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Yeah, I'm up in CN85. Washington State here. Not actually sure. Do you know what system this is? I just kind of was rolling the dial.
Oh, I've been on it before many times in the past. And it was located up in Seattle, Washington. A couple of nodes up there that I connect to every now and then. And are you RF up to the system? I'm on EchoLink.
Yeah, I'm on RF, but I have no clue where, what, again, I was just scanning through and boom, the radio stopped here. So, I'm not even sure what system this is. Do you know what system you're connected to? I'm just curious so I can look it up.
Yes, I'm connected to Whiskey 7, Papa Sierra Radio. Whiskey 7, Papa Sierra Radio.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, the Puget Sound Repeater Group, I believe it is. Okay, well, I'll have to do a little more research here. There must be someone running a node or something closer to me on this frequency, and I'm just able to get into their node or something.
Oh, you're getting in very well. Are you on 2 meters or 440?
I'm on 2 meters here.
You sound great. It's coming through loud and clear. Good copy. Are you just out in Seattle or in the city of Seattle?
Oh no, I'm quite a bit further south than that. I'm on near Portland, Oregon, down by the Columbia River. So a couple hundred plus miles south.
Yeah, you're doing quite well. Quite well up the system there, RF-wise. Apparently, there must be a machine that's probably halfway between your TTH and Seattle or thereabouts that you're able to get in real well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got a pretty good location up here. I'm at 1,800 feet, and I got a pretty high gain antenna up on the roof, so that's probably part of it. Well, hey, I just surged in there, and... Well, Merry Christmas. Hopefully Santa brought you everything you wanted. I know I got what I wanted.
That's fabulous. Merry Christmas back. And sound good. Hopefully you got some ham radio items for Christmas. Every now and then I get those from family. But not this year.
I did not get any radio gear. I've got enough of that, I think. But I did. I got a new vehicle, a truck. So that's good enough for me. Other than that, things are well. How's Southern California? Probably a little nicer weather than up here. It looks like, I guess it's 43 degrees out, which ain't bad.
Yeah, we've had overcast conditions most of the day. And yesterday it rained fairly hard at times on and off. I'd say we got close to an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain. Today is mostly cloudy, windy, and cool, but the highest we got is about 55. And out there right now, I would estimate it's in the upper 40s. Friday's going to be about the same as today. But it's... That type of year, this time of year, usually gets this way out here. I'm in the high desert of Southern California, 80 miles north of Los Angeles in the high desert in a small town called Rosemont. And we're about 70 miles south of Bakersfield. So up here, usually the night times get really cool in the winter time, and the summer times, it's practically you don't want to do anything but be somewhere where it's very close to an air conditioner.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, not really I haven't really spent much time in the high desert in the winter time. I'm over here on the west side of the Cascade Mountains, closer to the ocean than anything else. So it's usually temperate, pretty mild. And then, you know, some years we don't really get much snow, and other years it's pretty good. So kind of a mix, but typically just raining and 40-something degrees up here in the Pacific Northwest. But, other than that, not much really going on around this neck of the woods.
Yeah, and what are you saying? Have you been living up in that part of the country mostly?
Yeah, I was born and raised up here in Washington, just moved in the southwest corner of Washington specifically, and just moved up to where I'm at right now, not far away from where I grew up, just a year ago. Basically just went up in elevation into the hills here. I really like it in this area. The Portland, Vancouver metro area is pretty nice, still given everything else.
That's pretty good. That I never had a chance to visit that part of the country before. We had a trip up to Northern California about 3 weeks ago or so. Got up to Frisco, 80 miles north of there. Never been up in Frisco before. Had a chance to go to the Golden Gate Bridge and had a great time. Did some hammering along the way. Make contacts every now and then on 5-2, and MVP was passing through, and it was a great trip. We enjoyed ourselves. It was me and our amateur that took the trip. Spent a couple nights up there off Highway 1, which is right off the Pacific Coast Ocean there, and had a wonderful time. A nice trip.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I've driven up and down Highway 1 there. I love it. I haven't made it much further south. Let's see here. It's Santa Cruz, and then just south of Santa Cruz, I suppose, to Big Sur, and then turned around and headed back. But, across the... Went through San Francisco, across the bridge and all. Really, really good trip, little road trip. I'd love to go back down there through all the redwood forest and whatnot. This was before the war washed away there at Santa Cruz. So I haven't been back since that event. It'd be interesting to go check it out again.
Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful state. It does have a lot to offer for outdoor activities, for boating, hiking, fishing, bike riding, motorcycle riding, camping, and whatever you're into as far as outdoors. We've got the Sequoia National Forest and Mount Whitney and many, many other locations throughout southern, central, and northern California that offer some great outdoor activities if you're into that kind of thing. And we've been up on quite a few mountaintops out here in Southern California. Some of them have repeater on them, so I have communication sites, and some don't. We just got back from a trip up to Fraser Mountain, which is about a little under 9,000 feet elevation, thereabouts, and made a bunch of contacts up there. That was about 2.5 weeks ago when we went up there. We had a great time. We made about, I'd say, a handful of contacts from Simplex to repeater operations. So you doing that sort of stuff, doing the mountaintop and every so often, just see how many contacts you can make. K6 MCQ in Southern California. Seems like we lost the link, or you may be out of range. K6 MCQ, you still copy?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but you're back now.
Okay, we may have lost one of the links there, possibly. Anyway, yeah, I was just commenting about what Southern Central California has to offer for outdoor activities. It's a great place. You'll get a chance to come down here again.
Yeah, no doubt. I was traveling for work when I was going down there. I guess I did do one motorcycle trip that way, but yeah, I bought a house a year and a half ago, so I haven't really been traveling or camping or doing any of that stuff. It's kind of taking all of my time here doing the homeowner thing, paying the mortgage.
Oh, no, it's me. What kind of line of work are you into?
System engineer, software programming, low voltage, DC, automation stuff, dealing with little microcontrollers and stepper motors and making little automation devices and, you know, little robots move things around, basically. Programming, doing the whole digital Internet of Things.
Sounds like a great career. It seems to be what we're heading into. Everything's getting computerized as time goes by, and AI starting to gain some traction out there. It's going to be interesting what the next 5-10 years is going to be like in the future. And some things I've been hearing I like, and some of the things I've been hearing about I don't like.
Yeah, I think you summed it up perfectly right there. Some of the stuff I like, some of the stuff I don't like. Yeah, it'll be really interesting for sure. Hard to say. Like, it's going to be an interesting future. And I guess electricity is going to be scarce, most likely. And maybe really electricity is going to be the new currency. It seems that way.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's probably going to be one of the biggest issues that California will have in the future with the push of electric vehicle technology, getting electric vehicles on roads. And we don't really have the infrastructure for that right now, but I'm sure as time goes by, they'll be adding more charging stations and we'll have cars plugged in 24/7, charging when they're at work, charging when they're at home, and so if we have enough power to keep the lights on.
Yeah, we just had a storm system push through up here a week ago and knocked our power grid pretty good around this whole area. There's people up on Mount Hood that were out of power for 4 days straight and a bunch more, a couple days, and a whole lot, over 24 hours. It was a pretty nasty situation there. I was one of the lucky ones. I somehow avoided all that, and I think the lights flickered once or twice.
Yeah, you did pretty good. Did you ever find out what caused the outage in that area that was so severe?
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of the people, I was saying up on Mount Hood, I think a lot of that had to do with very localized problems, trees coming down over, power lines, above ground utilities, power poles, and literally just trees getting knocked over. It was a hardcore windstorm. I guess they recorded, some pretty wild numbers. I think they even said it was like 100 and plus, I'm not even joking, 130 mile an hour to 150 mile an hour gusts up on Mount Hood in places, I believe, or maybe that was up on Mount St. Helens, but in extremely exposed areas, I guess there was some really, really high gusts that came through. So a lot of local power issues there just from that damage, and then on top of that, I think there was a higher level supply issue from not the local grid, but literally the Bonneville Power Administration, I think, also had issues with some of their high voltage transmission lines or something to the effect that caused distribution issues to multiple municipalities, I think. So that kind of added another layer, and I don't think they really gave any reasons. I didn't really look into it, but I don't think they really felt like coming up with any excuses.
Yeah, well, definitely certain parts of the state, no matter where you're at, if you're in those areas, you get high winds, branches come down, hit the lines and knock them out. A good friend of mine lives in northern Arkansas, has that problem every now and then. He loses power due to high winds and bad weather events. And then it gets some unseasonal warmer temperatures than what they usually would get this time of year. It got up to like almost 75, almost 80 degrees in Arkansas, which is very rare this time of year. And then out here in Southern California, where you think it'd be the other way around, it'd be hotter here and cooler there. It's cool here, but usually gets this way this time of year. Usually, sometimes we get some warm weather too in different winter months, but it's just the opposite for Arkansas versus California. And how about up there where you are? Did you get a lot of snow and a lot of rain this last couple storms that came through? K6, Mike, Charlie, Quebec.
K6, Mike, Charlie, Quebec, I believe it was. KD7, EEK, I think the link dropped out there again, but we might be back.
Yeah, it sounds like the link went down. How's the copy now? K6M, CQ.
Sounds great. I do have a feeling that I'm probably using someone's node here locally, so... not sure what's going on there, but I kind of want to keep it short here, but I wanted to say hi to Sergio out there on the radio, and I think I'm going to say 73, and I got to get to making some dinner here myself. I hope you have a good rest of your Christmas, and it's been great chatting with you. I didn't catch your name. My name here is Alex.
Well, nice to talk to you, Alex. My name is Ed Echo Delta, and thank you for responding to my call tonight. And best of 73s, and have a wonderful rest of the week here that's left, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year here coming up here. We're almost through 2025 and moving into a new year, and hopefully it'll be a prosperous year for everyone next year. And thank you for the great contact and the use of the repeater system tonight. 73K6MCQ, Southern California.
All right. Thank you, Ed. And likewise, appreciate the good blessings, and I hope the same. And I'll say 73 and stay warm, and enjoy the rest of this year. And we'll chat at you later. I'll make a note of this. Maybe I'll figure out why this is working the way that it's working right now, because I don't expect I'm talking directly to anything up in Seattle. So I have a feeling it's someone here locally around me running their own note or something. But I'll keep you in mind here, and have a good rest of the year. KD7EEK. I'll say 73.
KJ7EXM,
I believe it was. Kilo Delta 7 Echo Echo Kilo. Must be your node.
Negatory. It's probably somebody who left it on by mistake. It happens every now and then. I wouldn't worry about it. But since I heard you over there, you said you were near Portland?
Oh, yep. I'm here in Kalama, Washington, just north of Portland, yeah. Along the I-5 corridor.
Wow. I'm pretty sure they changed quite a bit of roads over there. Did Jensen Beach Mall by chance change at all? Because when I went there last, they had a parrot that liked to grab stuff.
Oh, yeah. That area has changed drastically. I think they used to have a carousel or something, too. I'm pretty sure all that's...
Okay. Well, at least I know about the change. If you are still there, I just thought I'd say hi, and take care down there. Winds do get kind of notorious in that area a little bit, especially since everything's closer to the mountain over there.
Alrighty, yeah, thank you. You must be up north somewhere in the Seattle area?
Affirmative, Capitol Hill.
Copy that. Yeah, I can probably actually get into Capitol Hill, so maybe if this node is somewhere else. Yeah, I'm up here at 1,800 feet, so I've got a couple hundred mile radius.
Well, welcome to the PSRG repeater, because that's what that node is hooked into, apparently. And since I heard you, I'm just waving a hand at you, and happy holidays.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you as well. Have a good rest of your Christmas, and happy New Year, and hope you stay warm and whatnot. Yeah, I'll look into the PSRG system here. I've heard of it, but I should get more familiar. And, yeah, KJ7EXM, KD7EEK, thanks for reaching out. Appreciate it. And I'm going to get on to cooking some food, and I'll say 7-3 for now.
All right, my friend, and enjoy that dinner. May it turn out well. And 7-3 to you and your family, and you take care. It's good to know that I can hear someone from the other side of my turf that I used to roam. Now I'm over here. Take care, my friend.
Ready, will do. 7-3.
Take care. KJ7EXM, back to listening. I heard someone call out with a call sign. Can you get up into that mic a little bit? Because I almost didn't hear you. Okay, I did not copy, and it sounds like maybe you might be mobile. I'll have to let someone else catch you that might be able to hear you more. But at least you tried. So whoever that is with a call sign, hopefully somebody else can respond. KJ7EXM.
This is KK72, Yankee Mike. Can you give me a radio check?
KK7 Zulu Yankee Mike, KK7 Zulu Yankee Mike, this is Whiskey Alpha 7 Yankee Echo Romeo, Whiskey Alpha 7 Yankee Echo Romeo, you're at Charlie Mike 3 to a Charlie Mike 4, a little bit rough.
I had a 2 at my end, thanks for grabbing that. KK7 EXM, back to listening.